those garbage cans don't overflow, because before that can happen, the garbage can calls home and a city worker comes out and empties the can and resets the sensor, which monitors trash level. The city's sewers have sensors to measure water flow, so workers know when that pipe might start to back up and the pumps come out, all saving worker time. Mayor Diodati says these are some of the elements in the city's application for federal cash, with Ottawa offering a top prize of $50 million in the Smart Cities Challenge.
It's a neat way to incentivize great ideas. So yeah, there's the way it's always been done, and then you need an incentive to do things better. And Edison had a great quote that necessity is the mother of invention. And sometimes it's necessity or an incentive of $50 million that you'll go create a better mousetrap.
Diodati says there's a lot of interest in his community in high-tech city government. He says one change he wants to make is better traffic control at intersections. That would mean late at night when there is no traffic, a car wouldn't be stopped by a lonely red light looking for company. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.